Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is April Price. The 6th annual Treasure Coast Waterway Cleanup will take place on Saturday, July 27th. Since 2008, more than 4,500 volunteers have removed over 46 tons of trash from the waters of the Treasure Coast. April, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me again, Drew.
This is really a unique cleanup because it concentrates on waterways and spoil islands and area canals, and it literally involves all of the Treasure Coast in one day.
That's the uniqueness of it. 125 miles of waterway in one day takes a lot of people putting in a little bit of time. We have a lot of dedicated people that like using our waterways and want to keep our waterways clean, so that's a great thing.
So for someone who's never been to the cleanup and is maybe thinking of volunteering this year, what is the day like?
Well, it's a Saturday morning on July 27th. We start at 8 a.m. The person will pre-register for a site to check in. They'll check in at their site. They'll be given a data card, clean supplies, trash bags, gloves, and they'll go out to an area that they're familiar with and pick up trash and bring back whatever kind of trash they can to the site and record it on the data card. And we invite them to a really cool barbecue that we do 2 weeks later.
And how many sites are you actually cleaning up?
There are 25 designated sites, and then I have alternative sites where there's some large groups that have an area that they just want to go out and clean up, and I can make sure that they're accommodated.
And this is something that really young and old, anyone can do.
Every age, young and old. It's great. I get calls from parents every year that they took their 4 and 6 year old out. They thought they might be too young, but they weren't. They got so excited about picking up trash. And, you know, it's great that people can get excited about picking up trash. What can I say?
Do they need any sort of equipment?
You know, typical stuff that you would wear outside. We distribute vinyl gloves, garden gloves. If you have a trash grabber, if you have a net, you know, there's certain things that will help you. But for the most part, gloves and a bag and go to work. And you can work for as long or as short a time as you want to. There's no designation that you have to work. It's a 4.5 hour, half day event. Typically, we get the afternoon thunderstorms rolling in, so we like to get everybody off the water by then. And it's also usually about 95 degrees, so that's about all anyone can tolerate on any given Saturday in July.
I'm speaking today with April Price about the 6th annual Treasure Coast Waterway Cleanup, which is going to be taking place on Saturday, July 27th. How does one go about becoming a volunteer? Your website, probably the easiest place to?
Easiest way is to go to the website. It's tcwaterwaycleanup.com. There's an online registration form. You can click on the online registration form. And there's also a PDF version they can download and mail in. Just fill out the form. Choose the site you want to be at. Make sure you give us your T-shirt size, because everybody gets a free T-shirt, and it just helps me in the pre-ordering if I know what size, you know, what I need more sizes of. So that helps a lot.
And you're looking for people both on foot and those who have boats?
Absolutely. This is a boating event, but you do not have to have a boat to be involved. We need people on foot. There's a lot of shoreline that's accessible by foot. We need people to help at the sites. We have canoes, kayaks. We customize a lot of this stuff because the waterway is not something that's fixed to the point that you know this is where the trash is going to be. It's the people that are out there every day that know where the problems are. So I like them to go to a site that they're familiar with and they're going to frequent. And we get some very unusual stuff over the years, that I can tell you.
I was going to ask you, give me a couple of strange things that you found over the years.
Well, the strangest was this past year. Somebody found a glass eyeball in a kit on a beach over at Peck Lake Reef.
It sounds very Carl Hyacin-esque.
It does, doesn't it? I think that will probably be a one and only, but it's amazing how many bicycles we find. We find shopping carts, batteries, tires, picnic trash. I can only urge everybody that when they're out there, leave a clean footprint. If you take it with you, make sure you leave with it. And that's really the message for everybody. And if everybody does that, we'll be in a better place.
I've been speaking today with April Price. If you'd like to find out more about the 6th annual Treasure Coast Waterway Cleanup, we'll have contact information on our website, WQCS.org. April, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
And thank you for having me.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.